really and truly tonight, if I had to eat with a kerosene light, that'd be fine with me. I like the outside.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't go for too fancy things. Just as long as everything's nice and clean, it's okay.
I try to stay out of my motel room as much as I can.
Yeah.
Depressing.
That's true, it is.
Just
turn on the television, look at it a while, and maybe read, and then turn the lights on and go to bed.
That's right. That's
next morning, good. Next evening, you have the same things to face.
That's right.
I've been accustomed to that also.
You mentioned living room. Have you ever heard people call the living room anything else? Or, you know, I assume most people mean by living room the best room in the house? Or?
Yes, I guess so. That's a southern expression. But yet again, I see it pertains to, it's also used in architectural explanation as to certain parts of houses also. I guess that's a general word that's used most nationally, same as kitchen.
But that's the term that you're most familiar with?
Yes.
That you usually hear?
Yeah, that's the term that we've always used.
What about the word parlor? Does that
that's an old word. You very seldom hear that used anymore, but years ago it was used quite frequently, much less in the South. But parlor to a home, a room that was used for special occasions and so forth.
Would you say that's an old
for everyday use?
Would that be an old fashioned equivalent?
Yeah, to I would say that. Well, I wouldn't say that's an old fashioned equivalent to living room for this reason. A parlor in those days was used, as I said, for special occasions. And a living room today in a home is generally used for the members of the family each and every day and at night for television and whatever the affairs they may have planned for that evening or whatnot. But the parlors, as we say, was in the southern term, expression is used for special occasions.
And what about the thing on the top of the house that smoke goes through? You call that the
chimney? Yes.
Now, what about these tall things that you see on industrial plants or factories that smoke goes through? You would call that
a chimney or a smokestack?
Chimney or a smokestack?
Smokestack.
Either one.
Yes. In architecture terms, they are called smokestacks or a chimney, either of those.
Either,
yeah.
In the house that you were raised in, did you have a fireplace?
No.
No fireplace?
No, just regular chimneys or flimmers for chimney.
Well, let me ask you a few things about a fireplace. Do you know what that open area
is? I've never been associated with a fireplace in my life.
Is that right?
I've seen them, and that's all. As far as knowing about a fireplace, I've never.
Okay.
I can't recall having ever been around one.
All right. Well, I'd like to ask you these questions anyway, just to see if you've heard of them.
I've heard of them, but now years and years ago in this area, and naturally the nation as a whole, well, that was their principal way for heating the home, cooking, and all. But I've never been around. In this area, I can't recall anyone having ever used a fireplace.
Well, that's all right if you don't know anything about it. Like I said, I'd just like to ask just to see if you do.
Yes. But now, years and years ago, naturally, fireplaces and homes were quite prominent because 99% of all the homes, that was the only way they had for heating, cooking, and so forth. But I never, ever in a home that I've ever lived in, I've never been associated with a fireplace.
Well, what I wanted to ask was the open area in front of the fireplace, right in front of it, do you have any idea what that was called?
No, I don't.
You heard the term hearth?
Well, I've always thought the hearth was the front of the fireplace, and the front still part of the bricked area whereby a fire may come out.